Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. And ain't it a fine morning? It's a Wednesday here on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Let's have some fucking fun. What do you say? We got Shannon and Jorge in the booth. We got Bing Bong in the chat saying whoop whoop because people don't believe this show is live for some reason. So suck my dick from the back. Hola. Zachy Poo, Zach is chipper today. Fuck yeah, I am. Let's have some fucking fun. Across the table from me, one of Philadelphia's finest and one of my favorite people in the world, from Dad Meat and Little Stinkers, it's Mike Rainey.
Zach, thank you for having me. More importantly, the words suck my dick from the back have never seemed more poetic coming out of another person's mouth, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that greatly. You know I fucking love you, pal.
I love you, too.
This is very nice. It's going to be a one-on-one today because our other guest was black and canceled last night. No, it was Naeem, and he couldn't make it in today, and we love him very much. So me and Mike are going to be hanging out today, and let's get plugs out of the way. Mike, what do you want people to check out, doggy?
I just want to send well wishes to Naeem on his grape juice accident, and on top of that, too, I just want to promote my new book, Terrible Advice for Lovers, available at onperks.com. And also, you know, Dad Meat with the funniest guy on the planet, Tim Butterly, Little Snickers with my homies John Del Calo, Jake Matera, True Crime. And then finally, I have a new podcast called Getting Some Head. It's an interview podcast, and if you have time, sometime in the near future, I would love to interview you.
I absolutely would love to do that, my Sweet. Friend. I appreciate it. If you want to see me live, go to punchup.live/Zach Amico. I actually have a weekend off, but I am going back on the road with JCW in May, and we are doing a run all through the South up to Liverpool, New York. 6-day run. Should be pretty fucking fun. And if you love the show, and I hope you do, go to GasDigital.com today, the new Gas Digital, and use the promo code ZOO, Z-O-O, and you get $1.50 off a month. You get access to the archives, over 1,000 episodes of Real Ass Podcasts and Lewis and Zach, all the other great shows on the network. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored, as well as you get to participate in the racist live chat. Like this nice picture of a lady's butthole. And this other nice picture of a lady on a bed. And this South Park meme. So thank you guys for tuning in. Let's get to the hard-hitting news of the day. Robert De Niro, former son, Aaron, now daughter, Aaron, comes out as transgender.
Oh, man. That's the hallmark of success. Like, you know you've achieved a level of wealth and success when your kid's trans.
That it really
I'm keeping
is,
across that I can reach that point.
I think it used to be like flies around the head African. Yeah. You go pick one out.
Oh, I thought you meant they trans into Africans.
No. Okay, yeah.
They start wearing losing team t-shirts and they got airdropped in the fucking Somalia.
Yeah, I think it used to be like fly around the head, the third world kid. Mm-hmm. Now it's I'm so rich.
Yeah.
That my child doesn't know what gender they are.
Dude, there was a point where when the Phillies won the World Series, there was a guy named Cole Hamels. Like, instantly, he and his wife bought two black kids. And it's like, that's an impulse buy. That's a wealth impulse buy.
Yeah. That was window shopping. I always think, are they trying to build a new team when they do that?
It's hard.
I always go to the DR, and you pick up, like, three 20-year-olds, and you just fake the birth certificates. And make them 12.
If you were shopping for a person, what would you be looking for?
What am I looking? You know what? I think I'm looking. I think I would want a really big one and a really little one. It's so I could give them silly nicknames.
Okay.
Like Tiny and Stretch or something.
All right. Both African or multinational?
Multinational. I think the best looking people are mixed.
Yeah.
So I would go half black, half something.
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice. I think mixed race people are either the most beautiful people you've ever seen or look like a pit bull that got hit by an ice cream truck.
Yeah, I would go maybe a black Asian.
All right.
And then, curveball, I would go a Jewish Asian.
Man, I never even considered that.
Because here's the thing. I got one of those under the belt. And tiny Asian, cute Asian face,
uh-huh.
Fat tits.
Yeah.
She got the Jew tits.
Dude, well, I was just going to say that one of my current things is thick Asians. So I'm with you on the fat tit stuff. I like an Asian with a bigger butt, and they're hard to come by.
Okay, so yeah.
I think if I was in the market,
that's... A big titty Asian I've heard referred to as a unicorn.
Oh, I never heard that.
Because they're so rare. But yeah, the big titty Asian, yeah, that's a... Plus, like, as a dad, I wouldn't be as weirded out changing diapers because their genitals are pixelated. I would just feel like I'm watching my child's scrambled genitals. Also, and then in the... Wahori just brought up a picture of a very thick Asian. That's not a unicorn. That's a chunk.
Oh, jeez. Look at her. God.
That's a beautiful woman. That's a good piece of business.
Jorge, can you bring up Crystal Davis? That's my current lady.
Crystal Davis, okay.
Crystal with a K.
Crystal.
Yeah, that's her, the fourth one in.
What's her story?
She's currently on the Hot Wife Tour, which is rolling into town in Austin. Just so happens to be the weekend that I'm going to be there in June. So, but yeah, she's a real goer. Her big thing right now, I think, is a milking table. You ever see one of those?
Oh, yeah, where you lay face down.
Yeah, and she's waiting for you there.
Yeah.
And that's new to me, and I can't get enough of it, man. I mean, she's at Exotica a lot. You've been to Exotica, I assume.
I've never been to Exotica.
Dude, you got to treat yourself. It's not as sad as you might think it is.
I feel like it's just going to be Indian dudes with T-shirts tucked into jeans.
Dude, I know. I thought the same thing going in there, and it was fairly upbeat. And part of it was I went with Ryan Shaner, and like you could
upbeat was the guy in front of me in line, yeah, waiting for an autograph from Alexis Texas. Yeah. I am number one fan, Alexis. My name Upbeat.
Yes, yeah,
so... I watch your films when I drive my cab all day.
Yeah, thank you to whoever was watching the store for Upbeat, man. But yeah, I went with Shaner, and he got to meet a lady who he had his eye on, and I've never seen Shaner nervous before. And he met a gigantic lady, beautiful. Her name was Rocky Emerson. Do you know her?
I don't know.
She's a real beauty, but she's probably 6'2", I'm assuming.
Probably they're posting Crystal in the chat, and that's a sturdy woman.
Dude, she is, yeah. And she's a MILF by any standard.
Okay.
But yeah, that's Rocky. Rocky Emerson.
Yeah, I get it.
Tall drink of water.
I get it.
And her compared to Shaner. That would be like your one big one, one little one.
Yeah.
That was like porno twins.
That's fun. I like that. I like that a lot. There's a 7-footer I've been in. Oh, she met Joe Rogan. there's a 7-footer I've been looking at on Instagram that's a real piece.
A white lady?
Yeah.
What's her name?
I can't. She it's 7-foot something.
Okay.
It's just a lot of pictures of her in like doorways and shit.
Is it like hardcore stuff she does or just modeling?
I think it's mostly modeling.
Dude.
But she's a piece.
Yeah, I've...
Is this her?
This might be her. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's her and me. Wait, go to the third picture. That's what it would look like if I was next to her. Because I'm 5'10", wow, and look like that lady. Yeah, so that's what I would look like standing next to my my future tall.
Is that Gorlock?
Yeah, that is Gorlock.
Okay, yeah. I would probably buy one of her if I was buying a person.
Yeah?
I think she'd just be fun to have around, and I don't know, I guess...
I think she would be tiresome.
Take care of the bugs. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she'd be no fun.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to go out. She doesn't want to do shit.
I think you'd have to put her outside like a dog.
Yeah. Like,
even though she wants to chill on the couch all day, you have to set her outside.
So she'd be an outside girl.
Yeah. She'd be scratching at the door.
Yeah. She gets her own pen. Okay, that makes sense. But so let's check out Aaron De Niro. Not only, so we forget Robert De Niro, quite the connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
Of the African American, yes, ladies. Mm-hmm. So not only is Erin De Niro transgender, she is celebrating her black femalehood.
You should.
And she was very proud to be a black woman.
So she was also a twin. So this is the twins before. This is.
By the way, De Niro has like a new baby, right?
He's constantly having more.
God bless.
And I bet he's pushing 82.
But so these are the twins. And now, by the way, I will say.
Pretty.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I have nipples, Dad. Can you milk me?
Do you think there was any point during that kid's childhood where De Niro was like, something might be up, like the kid's like smacking an imaginary weave?
You talking to they, them? It looks to me like you're talking to they, them. No, go down the street. We got some dresses for you, Erin. No, go down. He's got some dresses. No, a little bit more down, Erin. We got some nice dresses for you. Yeah, is there any more photos of them? Or I just saw that they're celebrating that they're the history of powerful black women in their lives. That what, you know, hey, we're all a work in progress.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a pretty girl.
Yeah. Also, he has 7 kids in total. Robert De Niro.
All black, Shannon?
I believe so. Hold on, I have it on the other one. Let me just find it real quick.
Well, because he had one. I think he's been married to the same woman twice. I think he married a chick, got divorced, married another one, got divorced, and married the first one again.
Okay.
Or at least that was the deal at one point, because I was watching Don Rickles make fun of him for it.
So this one is he had with this woman, actress Tukey.
That sounds like what I would call her. That sounds like what his family named her.
Yeah, your pop.
How's Tukey?
Yeah, her name's Sharon, Grandpop.
And these are 4 of the kids.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's fucking cred. You're half black, half De Niro.
Oh my God, man.
De Negro.
Hood fellas.
It's so fun. I guess it's just been such a known thing. Because I remember in SNL where he played Thomas Jefferson and not understanding why it was funny until
That's
I was
wild.
Much older.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he did. It was like a later era SNL, and it was just him like interviewing slaves.
Oh, good sport, man.
That might be a tough one to fucking find. But yeah, hey, good Erin, good for you. Welcome. You're every woman, and we accept you, and we love you.
I admire his commitment, man, because usually that seems like the kind of thing where a guy of that level of wealth, fame, and good-looking guy, too, it seems like kind of like a niche market. Like, you have, like, you know, a black summer or something like that. But to be able to stick that through decades, that really says something about...
It also says something about A Bronx Tale, what attracted him to the script. Like, I feel like he was leaving through it, and he's like, oh! Yeah,
smelling the pages.
Yeah, cocoa butter. Chaz, we have something in common. Okay, so actually, let's bring it up. We have a tighter night. This girl is 6'8", 300.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how we feel.
Do it or not.
Beauty.
So this is Angel Fernandez, and I was looking at her on Instagram because now my algorithm has become cartoonish women of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And well, how do we feel? 6'8", 300.
Absolute beauty, man.
I would say not
what?
Bad.
Oh, you little fucker.
I would say toy. I like her with the afro, the natural.
Yeah, I think that looks great. I'm partial to ladies who look like they have trouble getting out of furniture.
Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah, and that's just... Somebody in the chat just said death by snoo snoo, and I think that is the... that's what you want.
And one thing I would like about being with her is, like, I have a feeling she's inclined to crack you. You know, if there's something... you know, my
wife, I thought you meant like just pick you up and crack your back every once in a while. Come here, motherfucker. Yeah. Stand up straight, bitch.
Come get a ring dinger.
Yeah, that's a gal, huh?
Yeah,
that's fun. Okay, I guarantee you it's fun.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know if maybe this has just been on my mind lately because the WNBA season's coming up, but yeah, this has been right up my alley. God, just I love being able to rest your hands on your cheeks like that.
Yeah, and then just, I mean, it would take some getting used to positioning-wise. Probably have to.
Yeah.
Because I don't think if you're both on your knees, you're getting an angle at it.
Yeah. Have you been bigger than every woman you've been with?
No, I have been with a woman taller than me.
Yeah, how was that?
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
She was actually half black, half Pakistani. She was Blackistani. And she had a big natural afro like that. Uh-huh. She was tall.
Uh-huh.
And she had big combat boots on.
God, imagine the size of that burka.
Yeah, she was a she was a big girl. She showed up. We met her. That was my first day on OKCupid. I signed up at noon, 2 in the morning. She comes to my apartment on a bike,
uh-huh,
in short shorts, drinking a water bottle full of wine.
Now, on the bike, did she look like a bear at the circus,
yes,
on a tricycle?
Yeah. Well, they actually nailed it to her feet.
Yeah.
She never learned to ride it. And, she came over, and she was just,
yeah.
I mean, it was so immediate.
Uh-huh.
And no names. I think I got her name on the third time we hooked up. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Shakistani.
Yeah.
And she was weird about giving me her name.
Hmm.
Like, I think she really wanted it to be anonymous.
Wow.
And then she asked if I had any other big, fat, hairy friends who wanted to come over and fuck her.
Whoa.
And I was like, it's 5 in the morning. They're not up.
Oh, man.
But good luck. And then I fisted her.
Did she ask for that, or was that?
That was her request.
Okay.
She goes, it was not a great review of my dick.
Yeah.
After having sex twice, she went, do you want to fist me? I was like, that literally, I think, was just a last ditch. Like, I don't know, try the whole arm, Slappy.
Yeah.
see if I can feel anything.
Do you think if you declined fisting her, you think she would have made you fist her?
I think she would have challenged me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, hey, it's her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew her way around. It wasn't a long process.
Okay. Was that your first time fisting somebody?
Yes, it was. Okay. I think it's the only person I've had an entire hand inside.
Oh, my God. You probably had a little tummy ache, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Well, no. You go, you make the duck.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, and then you get kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get past, you can go fist.
Okay.
And then, then you're just, I don't know. Then you feel silly.
All right,
it's like the one-inch punch from Kill Bill.
Yeah,
you're not trying to break a box.
I've never fisted, so I didn't know about the duck. It's like, all right, I would feel, all right, I'm instantly thinking Duck Dynasty, so I would feel compelled to scream the N-word.
Yes.
At that point, and then another duck and two in there, and then not be allowed on A&E anymore.
Rabbit season.
Okay.
Hey guys, real quick, when the mood is right but nothing else is, Hims is ready to help. Hims gives men access to sexual health treatments that won't break the bank and will get you firing on all cylinders again. All you gotta do is head to their website and fill out the intake form, and a medical provider will determine the best treatment for you. You don't even need insurance, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/zoo. That's HIMS.com/ZOO for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/zoo. The featured products include compounded products, which are not approved nor verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Support the show and start your free online Hims today. It'll be in the show notes, too. Head to hims.com/zoo. Get your dick hard for the person you love, huh? Let's get back into the show. All right, what else? We got a lot more fun stuff going on. Here we go. So you see this thing online with 100 men or one gorilla winning a fight. That's been the big debate. And I would like to chat to... you know what? Shannon, tell them our phone number.
You put it up. Do you have it there? No. It's 877-GASLINE.
877-GAS-LINE.
Sorry, 573-GAS-LINE.
Five fucking motherfucker.
Sorry.
573-GAS-LINE. Call in. Give us your opinion on one man versus 100 men versus one gorilla. I will give you mine, yeah, and I'd like to hear Rainey's. Mm-hmm. Mine is I go for the 100 men, but there will be casualties.
All right.
I think you're losing 5 or 6 of your front line to throat ripped out, eyes gouged out, neck snapped.
All right.
But eventually, 100 men are going to have a game plan and be able to each take limbs. But I think you're going to lose a few up top.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think it depends, one, upon the sex of the gorilla. And I'm saying this because I once got a gorilla to spread its legs and show me its pussy at the zoo.
Excellent.
And I'm just, I mean, I'm one guy, so I don't know if you guys can pick up on that. Mm-hmm. But this, I was just standing by the gorilla enclosure. And a guy, a gorilla just set up right on the fucking platform and just showed me its pussy.
Mike, do you want to text it to me and then I can show it on
here? Yeah, gotcha.
Also, we do have a caller, Zach, if you'd like to take them.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, brother, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Northern California.
David, thank you for tuning in, my friend. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good to hear from you. So what's your opinion? 100 men or one gorilla and why?
I would take 100, like, big guys like the size of the Rock versus the gorilla.
Okay, what if, let's say, a smorgasbord of men of all sizes, but the median is a regular, like, 6-foot guy?
Yeah, I think if we got, like, 5 guys on each arm, 5 guys on each leg, and somebody started twisting at the neck, started punching him in the kidneys till he freaking pissed out of his ass blood.
You know what? You got a great point, my friend. Thank you for calling in. All right, we keep the calls coming. 573-GAS-LINE. Let's get your opinion, Mr. Rainey.
Do you think there's any chance that if you try to sexually please the gorilla first, like kind of put him at ease a little bit and then start the attack? Like one guy would set himself up as like sexual chum.
Okay.
And he's like just pulling his cheeks apart, and he's gonna.
That's a great chum.
Yeah, it's my favorite band, by the way. Yeah, just take one for the team. Just being one to just get his back blown out, and waiting for somebody as tight. Gorilla's used to lose her pussy, but if he's fucking just a regular average Joe, he's probably gonna bust much more than he would normally bust.
Yeah,
and if they're
tire him out.
Yes, and as human like as gorillas are, I think he would want to take a little nap afterwards, and at that point, he's cummed out. He's just blown a guy's back out, so he's going to be a little bit winded. So that might be, I don't know.
I feel like gorillas might be like a 3 pump and dump, and then he's back to his day.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when you watch animals fuck, sometimes it's just like, hey, how are you? Pow!
Yeah.
So he might come and be, his refractory period might not be as long as we think.
And another thing, dude, is like there's no, they're not going to put on airs. They're very efficient animals, and they're going to try to get the nut as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And he's just gorilla pumping right off the bat. So I would say less than 50 pumps, he's going to bust, and then you have an empty gorilla to work with.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, we have another caller.
Absolutely. 1 second. Question. Much like you do with a pit bull attacking. Mm-hmm. Are we sending people directly at the asshole?
Yeah, I think that's what we should be doing in any war overseas too. Like you just watched the Black Hawk Down documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way to defeat the Somalis is to just go right to the asshole, man.
Yeah, then who's the bullets. Captain now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you send at least one or two dudes on asshole reconnaissance.
Yeah,
and then do you just make it mad?
Yeah, if his boys are around, he's going to act like he doesn't play that gay shit. But if he's by himself, he's going to be like, yes.
He's on the DL?
Yeah. DL gorillas. That's what you got to hope for. Like, you can't have a straight gorilla. You got to have a DL gorilla.
All right, let's hear. Let's talk to our next caller, please.
Hello?
Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from, my friend?
Hey, Zach. This is Paris from South Jersey. Shout out Mike Rainey. He's the fucking man.
Yo, Paris.
Hell yeah, what's up, dude. Dog? Hope you're doing well today, my friend. What's your opinion on 100 men versus one gorilla?
So there's no way. People don't realize the strength of a gorilla, man. Like, he's just going to pick up one dude by the ankle, smack another, and then, like, people are going to get scared. You know, no, there's going to be a plan, but the plan is going to go to shit, and that gorilla's just going to skull fuck everybody.
All right, so you're going full team gorilla. If you had to compare it to an adult man, what age range would you say that would make? Like, would it be similar to an adult man versus four-year-olds, eight-year-olds? What do you think?
Right. It would be like adult man versus, like, six-month-old.
All right, well, yeah. a very strong.
Were to fight a gorilla, then maybe, just maybe. But it would have to be 100 Francis Ngannous.
Okay. Well, now,
the Paris.
Now, how do you tell? How do you tell who won? Hey, you know what, man? Thank you so much for calling in, my friend. I think Mike had a question for you, Dad.
What the fuck was I going to say? I forgot it, man. You threw me off with Francis Ngannou, but
I'm hard. Don't worry.
Dude, it's kind of fucked up. Francis Ngannou might be the blackest guy on earth, and he's so black that they added an N to the front of his name unnecessarily.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Truly appreciate it, brother. Enjoy the show. So here's my question. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my first line of defense, got to pick, if I'm drafting, I'm going Lesnar.
Okay. Yeah, he's a solid pick.
Just because it's brute strength meets technique.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got both.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar might be the guy because I think The Rock has too much to lose, whereas Brock Lesnar, he seems like he can be genuinely unwell. Whereas The Rock is business interest to worry about. I would think about throwing an insane big bitch in there. Who do you think is the craziest big woman out there?
I'm trying to. You go fighter?
No.
Just swing it.
Yeah, just a big nasty bitch that the world might be aware of. Like something along the lines of like the 1,000-pound sisters who I know are now thin.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be good for this.
But I don't think they would be. I don't know. You get fat to a certain point where it's no longer fat strength.
Mm-hmm. But I think a crazy fat girl might throw the gorilla off with maybe different pheromones. There's 99 guys and one woman.
Yeah.
So you might soften the gorilla. She seems like a strong contender. What is this, ladies? Is that one of De Niro's kids, Shannon?
I put biggest women bodybuilders. Here's another one.
That's a big bitch. And I think she's big enough as to where the gorilla might be confused by that. There might be a point where the gorilla sees somebody that jacked and whereas.
So you're going Bugs Bunny. And suggesting a man dresses as a sexy lady gorilla.
Yeah, I think thinking logically from like a fight perspective is not going to work. You got to go Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
You got to paint a wall on the side of the jungle.
Did you ever hear the street joke about the black zookeeper?
I would love to hear it, though.
So there's a zoo,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing a big gala, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have a date. And the one janitor at the zoo... a black guy,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't really have a lot of friends there. So a lot of they're kind of very clicky, the animal people.
Mm-hmm.
So he decides, you know, he wants to have a date.
Yeah,
for the big gala. So he kind of goes around the zoo trying to figure out who he's going to bring, and he sees one of the gorillas, mm-hmm. and he goes, you know what? I have an idea. So he goes into the gorilla cage, he shaves it completely bald,
mm-hmm.
gets it a nice little red cocktail dress, puts lipstick on it, a purse.
Mm-hmm.
Takes to the gala, right? And everyone can't stop looking. They walk down the red carpet. People are taking pictures. The owner of the zoo standing there, shakes his hand. The guy walks away. The owner of the zoo turns to his friend and goes, every time I see a hot Italian woman, she's with a fucking... All right, let's keep it moving. You know what, Shannon? You worked very hard on this. You put some time in. I and Mr. Rainey are big fans of true crime.
Yes.
And apparently there's been a lot of shit about this lady, Lori Vallow Daybell. I am not very familiar with it. So, Shannon, take us down a true crime path and teach us some things.
Okay, so Lori Vallow Daybell, originally she was a Mormon. She grew up, she was a cheerleader, loved to be the center of attention. She was actually on Wheel of Fortune once. She attempted the pageant circuit a little bit. So she, very pretty, very personable. She was married four times up until this point where we're about to be. But in the Mormon religion, like, you're not supposed to have sex outside of marriage. So it's kind of like, you know, you have to get married to have a bang. So she's on her fourth marriage, and it is to Charles Vallow. She at this time starts getting into this like extremist Mormon religious sect that is led by Chad Daybell. He was an author. He wrote lots of books, some of them fiction. But what he believed was that he had two near-death experiences, and he believed now because of those near-death experiences, he could see the future.
Okay.
So these people now in this like small sect of the Latter-day Saints, he would tell them like to prepare, because, you know, like Latter-day Saints think that like the apocalypse is kind of like happening right now.
Yes, that we're in the midst of doomsday.
Yeah, and that only 144,000 people are going to make it. And so like you have to like follow him to like kind of make it to the other side. He also believes that he could tell if somebody is like a light energy or a dark energy, and that some people could be zombies, which means that they're still here, but they have a demon inside of them, basically.
Okay.
So Lori,
there's a lot of setup for what will probably be just a lady killed her husband.
Yes. A lot of people died here. So Lori is now drawn to this guy, Chad. Once the more she starts to like him, the more she kind of decides that her husband, Charles, sucks, and that she wants to get away from him, but she doesn't want to divorce him. So then Chad tells her that Charles is in fact a zombie. He's inhabited by a demon named Ned, and that he has to be taken out of the picture.
Okay.
Do you have any questions here? Do you want to pause here or just run through this?
Shannon, did she also kill her kids too?
Yeah, that's coming. Okay. That's coming. I don't know how much like detail you want.
Were they also full of Ned?
They did have demons in them though.
Okay.
And that's why they had to go. So she ends up, her brother, who is a part of this doomsday cult, also ends up basically killing, I'm going to skim over this, then you guys can ask questions. So he ends up killing Charles, her husband. Okay. And then she moves to the town.
How did he kill him?
So he shot him.
Okay.
What he claims happened was that Lori called him over to the house and was like, oh, Charles is like getting handsy with me, whatever. So he went there to go protect his sister, and that Charles swung at him with a bat, and he had no choice but to shoot him.
Okay.
That's what
and
he
then
claims.
15 minutes later, he's pronounced Ned.
Ned on arrival.
So after that, so she moves with her two kids, Tylee, who is 16, and JJ, who is adopted, who is 7. She moves to the town that Chad Daybell lives. Chad Daybell is also married. He's been married for 30 years, and he has 5 kids. Once she moves over there, he starts to decide, actually, that his wife, Tammy, has a demon inside her also. Yeah. Her name is Viola, and they have to get rid of her.
I mean, in his defense, like, any Tammy I've met has been supremely fucked up.
Yeah, I think it comes with that.
Yeah.
So they end up, long story short, Tammy, he finds her dead in the morning and says, oh, she died in her sleep. She's 49 years old, declined an autopsy, and everyone was just like, oh, I guess she just died of natural causes, buried her, moved on. So at this point, so now that Tammy is dead, all of a sudden, within about 2 weeks, they are in Hawaii, Chad and Lori. They're in Hawaii getting married 2 weeks after Tammy is killed. When they come back, the family members start to say, like, they are used to talking to JJ, which is the 7-year-old, and to Tylee on the phone. And they're like, we haven't spoken to them in a while. Can we, like, talk to them maybe? No answer. So then they have the cops go and do a welfare check on JJ. And they're like, oh, he's not here. He's with a friend in Arizona. They check the friend in Arizona.
And usually people named JJ love welfare checks.
So the chick in Arizona, Melanie, she's also a part of this cult. So the cops reach out to her and they're like, is JJ with you? And he's like, well, she kind of like she was for a little bit, but like he's not now. And then she recorded a phone call calling Chad and Lori. And she's like, why did you tell the cops he was with me? So there is a long search for about 10 months to try to find these kids. Don't know where they are. And then eventually they serve Lori Vallow with papers. And they're like, you have 5 days to show us the kids. She obviously doesn't. She goes to jail. And then court happens, whatever. Turns out kids are dead. They're buried in her pet cemetery in her front yard.
Oh, no, they're going to come back? Oh, no.
No fair. No fair.
One mean route. Eating up a lot of animals.
And they charge her with conspiracy to commit murder.
Ground's gone sour.
For Tammy Daybell and for both of her kids, she gets 3 life sentences.
Okay. And did her brother get charged or anything for killing the husband?
Oh, he died.
Oh, the brother died.
Yeah, the brother died. He died of like what they said is that he had a blood clot and that those kind of run in his family. But it was just like it's convenient because he is basically it seems like he's the one that did all the killing. Oh. And yeah, so they can't actually. And
do they know how she killed the kids?
So they were burned and dismembered and buried. So they couldn't actually tell the method by which they were murdered.
Well. Shannon, you did a great job.
Thanks. There's so many other. I'm just trying to like. There's so much more to it. So she just. So there was a second trial that just finished this past week or so, and that was the trial conspiracy to commit murder on her husband, and they also found her guilty for that. She asked for them to delay the sentencing because she has another case coming up in June, and it's conspiracy to commit murder on her niece's husband.
Okay.
So that's coming up in June.
Shannon, do you have a picture of her? Because I'm. When I
it
think
was
of her,
it worth it?
No. Because when I think of her, I think of Karen Reed, and I often confuse the two.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find some like younger pictures of her.
Now, Mike, if you were found murdered, mm-hmm. how quickly would you want the cops to look at your spouse?
I'm good, man. What I think about like when I'm dead is like, you know, you often think about, do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? Like, I would love to donate my body ahead of time to a necrophilia film studio.
Okay.
And just let the boys have at it for a while. So I don't want the cops notified. I just want the guys who want me notified. Like have them come. You know how like, you know, when somebody's dead, you have the morticians come. They bring you in. They get you gussied up. Like that's who I want notified.
Okay. I've heard there's things when like how they have to study how bodies decompose. Mm-hmm. So there's just fields where they use test cadavers and then like take a picture of you every few days.
You would be good at that.
I think it's the role I've been practicing for. I have no interest in the idea of being buried or anything like that. I think it's archaic.
It's nuts.
It's stupid. To me, just fucking make me a fat pile of ashes. I don't give a
shit.
Dude,
I'm with you. Like my parents died a couple months ago, and they blew every dollar they had in planning their own funerals. Like didn't leave grandkids shit. They just wanted to fucking ball out on their funerals, and it was. I'm still angry about it. It's fucking insane.
What were the most extravagant choices?
Just nice caskets. It's like fuck off, man. Like what are you doing? But.
That's what they wanted.
Do you remember a couple years back, there was a family that found out that their grandmom, who had donated her body to science, had actually had her body used by the U.S. military to test out explosives?
Yes.
That might be what I want.
That would be a fun one.
Yeah.
Does my family get the video like a roller coaster?
Yeah, can they monetize it?
Yeah, can we? Dude, you want to talk world star hip-hop? Bodies getting shot with fucking missiles. That would be fucking sick. No, but like when you ride like the slingshot ride or something, and they're like, for $40, you can get the tape. I think, yeah, I would want to see.
Yeah, you get the mug and the keychain too.
Yeah. Or maybe like throw me off something really high, but there's a target. And like my family gets money for like the farthest, like whoever's body hits the most area. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd be very useful for that.
Like a target, you mean like a nice black family having lunch? Yeah, I agree. That might be fun.
All right, let's keep it moving.
Oh, I have some. I have Shannon, some pictures go. If you want to see. So this is from her when she was doing the pageants.
Whoa,
not bad.
Let's see. This is her during the first trial.
Yeah, that is a lady that thinks there's demons in her children.
Is that her husband, Shannon?
This is her brother.
Okay.
Let's see.
Whoa, Yeah, beautiful lady.
That's one of also one of her previous husbands also died mysteriously of a heart attack.
Oh man!
Oh, so I mean, I don't know if you want to keep talking about this. There's other stupid little pieces. Okay, so when her husband died, 4 days later, she called in to cash in on his life insurance policy, $1 million. And when they checked, they saw that he changed the beneficiary and didn't make it her, made it his sister. And then so she's texting Chad about that during this, and she's like, he fucked me, basically. Mm-hmm. And he's like, don't worry, it'll work itself out. And then when they killed Chad's wife, they then went to Hawaii with the money that he got from that life insurance policy.
Yeah,
another silly, they talked a lot about this stuff through text messages. One silly thing between her and her brother, the brother who I think did most of the murders, when they had moved one time, he had set up the Wi-Fi in their new house, and he texted her what the password was, and the password was the number 2 and then many kids, too many kids. And she was like, LOL, that's great. And then she's like, don't worry, they're going to be eliminated soon. Oh, and he's like, God. Finally.
Oh, man.
It's yeah. brutal.
That's tough because, like, the one kid was adopted, right, Shannon?
Yeah, adopted from, like, Charles's family members.
Oh, come on,
and
man.
He was autistic.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, so it was a wash. Listen, I get it. You had a long day.
I know, but you could just give that kid an iPad and he's out of your hair forever, man.
Yeah. That's... I figured out who fights the gorilla.
Autistic guys?
You remember that big black autistic kid who beat the shit out of his teacher for the Switch?
The Nintendo DS guy. Yeah.
I give the gorilla the Switch.
Yeah.
And send him first. Dude, that's you get some big. Dude,
that's
big
Godzilla versus
tistics.
King Kong, dude. Yeah.
You get some big tistics in there. And I got a fucking Switch 2, motherfucker. Yeah. And you hand it to the gorilla.
Okay.
With a banana.
Oh, dude. And on the right track. This is where it has to start.
Boys, do what you got to do. Nobody's watching.
Now, this is a 1-versus-1 and not a gigantic autistic guy plus 99 regulars.
This is...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my... I think that's my front line.
Yeah, that's him, man.
Yeah, that's who you send in. I think you send in a good 5 of those up top.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that buys time for the non-sillies mm-hmm. to strategize and be like, all right, guys, you know, we'll flank them, do this.
Do you think there's currently like a SEAL Team 6 of autistic guys like that the government's just sitting on?
SEAL Team 6?
Yeah. They're in a chopper and they just throw the toothpicks down on the fucking drop zone.
That's what the A team actually stood for.
Yeah, BA Baracus, bad autism.
Bad autism Baracus. It's a short bus. It's not a van.
I pity the fool that can make eye contact.
Ah, fun. All right, moving on. What do we got here? Okay. Dude broke up with a Bronx chick and ended up tied to a car getting dragged. That's right. I've been on World Star again.
Mm-hmm. Relative of Matthew Shepard?
Could be.
Yeah.
By the way, have you been hearing this shit about Matthew Shepard?
I heard Kurt Metzger talking about it.
I looked it up as well. So I heard Kurt talk about it, and I got into it.
Okay.
For people that don't know, and hey, this is the kind of shit me and Rainey are going to talk about, so I apologize. So Matthew Shepard was a young homosexual gentleman in, was it Utah?
It was somewhere with a lot of space.
And
Maybe Montana.
Maybe Montana, I don't know. If someone in the chat knows and could let me know, thank you. If you're done complaining about all our segments and what we're doing.
He was having butte sex.
If you're done having fucking bitch sessions with each other, you fucking little wash women. Wyoming, thank you, my friend. Metzger said that apparently Matthew Shepard, the guy that killed him, they used to fuck. And that it was a meth deal gone wrong.
That's a very methy crime.
It makes a big meth.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was painted as this innocent guy got gay bashed to death.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, he was caught up in some real seedy underworld shit,
mm-hmm.
and it was a drug-related murder. Wild.
I mean, highly plausible, and on top of that, too, it's I never bought the idea that they're intentionally dragging a gay guy because, like, do you have any idea how much noise he's going to make back there? Like, you're going to draw an insane amount of attention to yourself pulling a gay guy. Like, if anything, you just want to pull a straight white guy.
You think that's why they call them drag queens?
Yes. That's like getting beat into a gang.
Ah, oh, fuck. All right, so let's see this video, Shannon.
I'm sorry, Zach. If they took it down from WorldStar, I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find it somewhere else. I'm sorry.
Man, you know it's bad if WorldStar takes it down.
That's all right. What are you going to do? We'll go to something else. Hey, we're going to bring back a Lewis and Zach segment. This is Murder Dogs. Who let the dogs out?
Yo, stop the dog, my nigga.
All right, so we got a murder dog segment here. Woman says she's keeping her dog of 11 years, even though he bit off her nose.
Yeah, you kind of have to, man. I mean, once you hit the 10-year mark, you're kind of stuck with him.
I mean, it is your dog. It's your dog.
Yeah.
If you can live with it, I have no problem with it. But also, let's see this lady's fucked up nose.
And on top of that, too, like, he was probably trying to do the I got your nose trick, but your paws just won't go right.
Oof.
Asked a ton also. After the incident, I went into complete shock. Like, adrenaline definitely took over. I don't remember feeling any pain. I just know as soon as I ran into the bathroom and saw my face, I freaked the fuck out, as one would. And then James came in. He saw, he freaked out, gave me a t-shirt to, like, hold on my face. I held my face until the ambulance got there. I don't have a single clue where King was. I don't know how he was acting after that.
Full.
Went to the hospital. I was there from about 11:30 or midnight, something like that, until my surgery was the next day at 11 a.m. And then I was released when I came out. I think it was like 4 p.m. Again, I was so out of it on, like, pain meds, anesthesia, all that stuff, obviously. So I don't have a single clue. For like the first 2 days I was home, I was cognitively not aware of, I think, anything that was going on. Truthfully, I was just like in bed. But once I like came to and I like was feeling a lot better, King, like squirrel brain, didn't have a freaking clue what happened. Did not act different. He doesn't seem different at all.
Am I crazy, or does her nose now look like she's becoming a dog?
Yeah, they gave her a pit bull nose. Like, it's
a
very fun prank.
They gave her a dog nose.
Yeah.
That's, I think she, at midnight, I think in a full moon, she becomes a pit bull. Shannon, they gave her a dog nose.
So it's a graft from another part of her body.
What, the part of her body that looks like a dog?
I'm guessing it's like maybe the back of her neck. And so now it's going to be hairy for a while. And then
what part of it are you going to grab to discipline it?
Spit it out. Hey. Spit it out.
Hey.
I do have some other videos that'll show some of her healing process, but she does have to go through.
What about her begging and laying down?
Yeah, she's got to have her painkillers rubbed down her throat.
You get it? Heal?
I get it.
You get it? You get it, Shannon?
I got it.
We're doing humor in the morning.
So they do have to like debulk it at a certain point, and then she has to go through laser treatments to make the hair go away.
Because she's going to have a hair. Dude, she's got a hairy dog nose.
Yeah.
I bet it's wet all the time.
Oh, my God. She's bad. You got to smack her with a newspaper.
I bet if she pees on the floor, her husband has to rub her face in it now. Can we see some of the healing?
Yeah, so this is one of her update videos.
Not bad.
And I was just looking at the date, and exactly 10 days until my second laser hair removal treatment. My patients are so thin, but I know they shouldn't be. I'm just like so over it all. I just can't wait until there's no more hair. And my next surgery is not until August, and that is like really bothering me lately.
So one from a dog nose to the tip of a penis.
I actually think she looks like a who.
You know,
that's the dog.
Oh, come on. You're gonna let that dog bite your fucking nose off?
Is it normal?
I mean, it would be hilarious if they just feed him bowls full of noses now.
So she, that's really it for this one. So she had a GoFundMe up. She had two dogs. One of them had cancer, and then she had this dog. So she had a GoFundMe up to, I guess, help with the treatment for the other dog. But she said she was also going to put some of the money towards euthanizing this dog.
Yeah, put his ass down.
On the day that she was supposed to go, she delayed it because she was second guessing it. And now she's decided to just keep the dog. That she has the dog like going to see a trainer once a week to try to fix it. But yeah, she's keeping the dog.
I think once they've got the taste for flesh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think you should have to donate him to a black family at that point. Like just somebody who's just going to really put him in his doggy place.
Dude, if he liked her nose, he can't.
Yeah, I'm up so Jesus full. He's just sitting upright in a beanbag chair.
You might as well, let's find him a Jewish family next. Jesus Christ, Mike. Oh. Okay, what else we got here? Report finds Meta's celebrity voice chatbots could discuss sex with minors. Sure hope so.
So there's this group of people that's kind of just going out there and testing these things, trying to make them do the worst things possible. And so they said that while they were doing the test, in one reported conversation, a chatbot using actor wrestler John Cena's voice described a graphic sexual scenario to a user identifying as a 14-year-old girl. In another conversation, the chatbot imagined a police officer catching Cena with a 17-year-old fan, telling him, "John Cena, you're under arrest for statutory rape." Meta spokesperson said that these tests are so manufactured, it's not just fringe, it's hypothetical. And they're saying in a 30-day period, sexual content accounted for 0.02 responses shared by Meta AI with users under 18. Nevertheless, they're going to make it more difficult for these things to happen.
Jesus, man.
Man, Cena really took this heel turn seriously.
I think they're trying to radicalize retarded kids. I think the heel turn is one thing, but now getting him to talk sexy,
mm-hmm.
you could type in commands. I mean, these kids don't stand a chance against this shit, man.
He is their leader.
Yeah.
Now he's, by the way, big balls move the other day on SmackDown to say, "I don't have kids because I spent the last 25 years raising yours."
Whoa.
To the audience.
Ooh. Dude.
There's a lot of real resentment that I hear since he's become a bad guy, where I'm like, this guy's been waiting to blow up on these people for a while.
And that's 100% real, because you see videos of him, it's like he can't go anywhere without people just not only invading his personal space, touching him, putting cameras in his fucking face. Not only that, but it's like the demographic that love him the most are a little touchy-feely, tend not to have the cleanest hands.
Yeah, a little sticky.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I think most of the young ones now probably barely know who he is.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long, so maybe now it's the perfect time to have him be a bad guy, but...
Well, dude, the unfortunate thing is, like, they live like turtles. Like,
oh,
they'll survive for fucking centuries.
My friend Ron said to me, like, he worked at a house for special needs people. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's hard to age them because the things that age us,
yeah.
you know, bills, fucking relationships, all this shit, taxes, like, the shit that, like, puts years on us,
mm-hmm.
they don't know.
Dude.
So that's what sometimes you meet some and you're like, "How are you, young fella?" And he's like, "I'm 47.
Yeah. Dude, every day is spring break for them.
Dude, it's a fucking racket, dude. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the Just Shoot Me where David Cross is pretending to be retarded?
Yeah, chicken pot pie.
Dude, that's so fucking fun. I can't believe
that.
Pretty
good, man.
That's within our generation.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough. There's no way.
Well, dude, there was when Gunnar Hansen was preparing to play Leatherface,
yeah, he
spent time at a fucking facility for the retarded.
Yeah.
Just to get the mannerisms down.
Yeah, yeah, the squeals and shit.
Oh, my God, man. Imagine getting paid for that.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of, well, I mean, that supposedly is like the worst shoot of all time. The dinner table scene. The Hitcher said it was worse than Vietnam.
Yeah, and it was, I think it might have been on the Texas Chainsaw 40th anniversary commentary where Gunnar Hansen is talking about like working himself into a state of psychosis and at one point having to remind himself like Gunnar, this is a movie.
Have you ever seen the trailer for, I think, is it All American? It's the sequel Toby Hooper's son directed that never came out.
I didn't see that, no.
Fuck. Shannon, if you could try and find that there's a unofficial, and this is going to be Zach and Mike talking horror movies for a second, I apologize. I want to say it might be called All American Massacre, and it's Chop Top on Trial.
Mm.
And it's supposedly a finished low-budget movie. that they couldn't get the rights to the characters to release.
Okay.
And I think there might even be a doc coming out about why it never came out.
Oh, that would be cool.
I always want, this is the one I feel like maybe once everyone involved is deceased, it'll get leaked.
I haven't kept up with like the ancillary cast members, but yeah, unfortunately Gunnar Hansen passed away a couple years ago. Bill Moseley's in the original, right?
No, Bill Moseley's in two.
Okay, yeah.
The Hitcher, he's supposed to be the brother of the Hitchhiker.
Okay, all right.
The Hitchhiker's still alive. The girl's still alive.
Okay, Marilyn, I think her name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't kept up with her.
Shannon, did you find that trailer I'm talking about?
I have for All American Massacre, but that's not what I'm looking for, right?
Can I see it real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, this might be it. If it isn't, I'm sorry. I'll take a... Yeah, I think this might be it. This is what I thought Three from Hell was going to be. I thought it was going to be them on trial the whole time.
When you saw the original, did it scare you or did you think it was silly?
It scared the fucking shit out of me.
Same, dude.
Yeah, so it's super, super low budget.
Yeah, I also watched it way too young, but still, like, I watched it as recently as about a year and a half ago, and it still spooked me out.
I'll tell you what, of all the VHS box art, that's the one that always scared me the most.
Yes.
Like, I remember buying Texas Chainsaw and having it still in the plastic for a few days because it made me nervous to want to watch it.
I get it, man.
So I think that and The Exorcist are the ones I think that, like, I balked at first.
Yeah.
And I want to say maybe Texas Chainsaw I might have had to watch in two goes. I might have had to turn it off the first time.
Which is nuts because it's, like, 85 minutes long.
Also, there's no blood in it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it's bloodless.
I'm thinking of like the hook scene, but yeah, you
no,
don't
it's
see
bloodless.
Anything.
It's bloodless.
You just see her like convulsing.
Yeah, I mean, that people might have a little on them, but there's no blood in any of the kills.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think the fucking sledge to the head is so brutal,
dude. Not even like the violence is the scariest aspect, but like just waiting for that fucking door to slide open,
yeah,
still scares the shit out of me, man.
Did you ever play the Texas Chainsaw game?
Yeah. Yeah, that scared me. Also, I stopped playing Friday the 13th because I got scared by some Latino teenagers.
I got bullied out of Texas Chainsaw by black teenagers. I got a DM from a kid who was like 12 years old, and he's like, uninstall, because I fucked up a perfect game for four friends by just running in the wrong direction and getting them all caught. And dude, it was so funny. So for people that don't know, there's a Texas Chainsaw game. It's like a survival game. But one of the things is there's a grandpa character, and if you make too much noise, he wakes up and everyone can see where you are. And I was playing it with all these young black kids on Xbox, many of whom I don't think have seen Texas Chainsaw. I accidentally woke the guy up, and he goes, "You done woke up the old N-word." That's all they called them the whole game.
That's appropriate, man. Dude, uninstall is a crazy command.
Yeah, it was real. But I gotta say, I really fucked that up.
Yeah,
I fucked that up massively. All right, let's do one more before we get out of here.
Real quick, Zach, I did find that other video.
Oh yeah, please.
Yeah, uninstall is what God usually tells black women when they become pregnant.
What's he tied to? The music is awful. Okay, he got out. I had a girl run over everything from our relationship with a car and set it on fire.
Oh man, that's the biggest.
That's how you know you really. That's how you know you really meant a lot,
dude. That's the biggest endorsement of good dick.
Yeah, I had a, she kept everything from all of our dates and all the gifts I ever gave her in a box. Mm-hmm. And then when we broke up, she ran it over and set it on fire and sent me pictures.
Did it bring tears to your eyes?
I mean, hey, you know what? You're never going to forget love like that. You're never going to forget what a piece of shit I was.
Do you like setting shit on fire?
No, I don't. I get nervous.
Yeah.
I get nervous. So I've been with the wrestling company I work with. Mm-hmm. There's one guy, my friend Too Tough Tony. Mm-hmm. His finish is called the Meteorite. And he pours alcohol on his fist and sets it on fire and punches you in the head.
Very cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But it makes me nervous every time. A, half the time he sets the guy's hair on fire. Okay. And it's just a quick, but you smell it.
Uh-huh.
And it makes me nervous. B, watching my friend put his hand out every night. Because all he just has to shake it out.
Uh-huh.
And then like rub it in his jersey. But also I just noticed he's just got one giant red hand all the time. And fire in general makes me nervous. I don't know how. Were you a pyro as a kid?
No, I was like the same way, scared of it. And fire, no. Kind of a piss guy, but fire, no, I never got into it.
Oh, pissing on stuff is the best.
Yeah, occasionally I'll drink my own piss just to put on a little bit of a show.
Good for you. I've never done that.
It's not as bad as people might think, especially if you're hydrated. Either properly with water, or if you had a bunch of beers, it's really not that bad.
Yeah, I remember there was a band that used to play the Mean Fiddler in Manhattan, and their bass player would piss a pint glass mm-hmm. and then chug it on stage.
Yeah,
I never really got it.
Yeah,
never thought it was. I get shot, and I know I do dumb shit, dumb stunts and mm-hmm. shit. So like, I'm not saying I'm above it.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I never had the interest in that.
Yeah. I mean, if it presents itself, cool. Like, if there's a crowd, yeah, fun. But I don't know if I'd get to the point where
I had a girl ask me to pee on her in the shower, and I wasn't into it.
Same. I pissed on my wife once, and she was in the shower, and like 10 seconds in, I was just like, all right, well, we did it.
That's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is.
Yeah.
I think you have to have a traumatic piss experience in your developmental years.
Mm-hmm.
To either have the shame kink or to be attracted to the smell.
Yeah. I pissed myself in first grade, and I came close in sixth grade.
Okay.
That would have been catastrophic. But first grade, yeah, I was one of two kids who pissed himself in class.
I pissed my pants last year when I broke my foot.
All right.
Because I broke my foot coming home from a bar,
mm-hmm.
as you do.
Yeah.
I was in my own house taking off my shoes, and my one foot was still half in a shoe, mm-hmm. and I fell, and I broke my foot.
Oh, fuck, man.
And then I crawled to bed, maybe the next morning, not completely remembering I broke my foot, mm-hmm. got up having to piss desperately, stood up on the broken foot, and immediately pissed my pants. Whatever the button is for pee... And whatever the button is for ow my foot,
yeah,
similar path to the brain, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because I took stand the cat looking at me, and I just stood. It was one of those where it was going,
uh-huh.
so there's nothing I could do,
uh-huh.
and I just stood in the middle of my room and fully pissed myself.
Now after that, because you were limited mobility wise, did you have something with you, or is that just because of the pain?
It was because of the pain that I did. So I basically set up a path for myself where I could stand on my good foot and swing around into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But yes, I did keep a Gatorade bottle for tough ones. But I think that's why Gatorades are shaped like that.
I do too, yeah. Gatorade is the perfect bottle for pissing. And I tried to piss in something smaller. It's actually, I went to go see
a Vietnamese boy.
Yes. They're like $16 a day. It's like getting a fucking... Toro. But I was going, my wife was driving me to Sharon Tate's old place in the hills in LA.
Stop trying to distract me, chat.
And I was in the back seat trying to like piss into this thing so I could get out and take a picture because I didn't want to piss like on the property. And I didn't have a Gatorade bottle, so I just ended up getting it everywhere in the back seat of the car.
Yeah, I think I did. I did something similar in the back of my friend Doug's bus. Oh, I peed myself on that bus too. When I was blacked out, I tried to headbutt my way out of a locked bus, and I peed my pants. I got up and I had to pee, and I was trying to get out, and I tried to headbutt the doors. This was a much different. This was a much more party centric Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to headbutt the double doors of a bus, and I instead knocked myself out and pissed my pants.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that one, man.
Yeah, you know, that was a pint glass of Jägermeister. That one wasn't. I was on stage. I complained the bar didn't have Jägermeister. Somebody handed me a glass. I did not know they went to their car and filled a pint glass with Jäger. I thought it was a Guinness.
All right.
I chugged it, and then I was on the floor with pants full of pee.
Yeah. It feels nice, though. I mean, a little bit of heat, a little bit of...
I did piss my pants in the cold rain once.
Oh,
and
my
that
God.
Was nice. That
That's
was
so
soothing.
Beautiful, dude.
That was, yeah, that was like a poem. I guess like I pee myself. I guess I make a mess of myself quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? All right. One more thing before we get out of here. Pete Davidson candidly admits how he's been fooling everyone with his public persona. Tell us about it, Shannon.
Okay. So it said Pete Davidson is not as confident as he may seem. If you guys think I have confidence, I have been fooling everyone. It's so difficult to say anything in print and not be afraid to come across the wrong way. He's 31. He's also reflected on how his father's death in the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York City shaped his persona. I had a really shitty childhood, and like the worst thing that could ever have happened to me when I was 7. I've been kind of like, fuck it, like who cares, you know, and like fuck everyone. Trying to be of service to others. And basically what he's saying is at some point he was just like, fuck everybody. But now he's knowing to like at least take care of the people closest to him.
If I had 2/3 the size of the dick Pete Davidson had.
I couldn't imagine.
I would have pushed my dad under the towers as they fell. I would have tripped him with my giant car. I would have laid it out like the spike strips when there's a car chase. As my dad was running away and I would have tripped him. So that a piece of the engine fell on him in exchange for a hint of that beautiful cock that Pete Davidson has.
He seems like the kind of guy that could benefit from hanging out with you and pissing himself in the rain.
I think he's a better guy than we give him credit for. Mm-hmm. I've always liked him and I've always thought he's nice. Sure, is he a little bonkers? But who wouldn't be getting that famous... Yeah. Right out of high school. He never had a chance to, like, fucking get his shit together.
How big would you say the dick is?
It's beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
It's, oh, dude, it's, the photo I saw, it was, like, hitting him in the sternum.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was, like.
What was that in Vanity Fair?
That was on a cellular phone.
Okay.
And, oh, boy. Man, it looked like it really rearranged you.
God bless him, man. You always feel good for guys that are that have more meat than they probably should.
No, he looks like he's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Tall, skinny like that.
Yeah.
The exaggerated features.
Yeah, true.
You know, like, there's something. I'm not calling him ugly, but there's something about, like, a skinny dude with big nose, big ears. You're like, oh, yeah, that's probably how that works.
Yeah. Yeah, God will make it up to you.
Yeah, or just, like... Your appendage heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I like ever like your hands, your feet, your ears, your nose. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's that move.
Do you feel like you're good at like looking at somebody and being like, all right, fat pussy lips. Like, okay, fucking chode.
I don't know. I've been pretty lucky, I would say. Not a lot of gross vaginas. I don't know if I'm a good, I don't think I'm a good call on dick size.
Okay.
Because I never think short, skinny guys are going to have big dicks.
Okay.
And those are the ones that have surprised me the most.
Yeah, they sneak up on you.
Like dudes that are like 5'6".
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like just a fucking hammer.
Yeah.
Like Trainer.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's always, I always see that thing sticking out like pants and just showing it off and just.
Well, he went viral. He went Philadelphia viral. That one dick pic. The full body where he's like standing there looking stern.
I think I've only seen
he's
one.
He's kind of looking down at it like.
All right, I think
not disappointed, but like.
Yeah, I've seen one where he's like in a chair with his shirt off and just like his dick like came in after it was supposed to.
Yeah. That's the.
All right.
God bless him.
Shannon, do you have that picture to pull up?
Shannon, could you bring up Shannon's big fat cock?
Wait, is this for real? I could really find it?
No, no. It's just, unless you have... It got pretty popular in the Philadelphia comedy community. As far as I know. Not that any sluts have ever shown it to me on their phone.
Yeah, he might
at 3 in the morning at Helium.
Yeah, he might be the only one in Philly whose dick I've encountered.
Oh, that can't be true. You've never seen Butterly's hog?
No, no. I had to like guard him to take a shit in a strip club because like they just didn't believe that a guy had to take a shit in a strip club. And we were in like it was like the fucking Poconos from a Cusker's bachelor party. And Tim's like, I really need the shit. And so I stood guard over him as he took a shit in this place. And the guy's like, he can't be in there doing that. And it's like, the guy really has to shit, man. You got to let him go. But yeah, I didn't sneak.
Why wasn't he allowed to shit? Because they thought he's.
I think
blow?
They just think you're going to be jacking off in there.
Ah, okay. You know, I got checked in quite a bit when I took a shit at the strip club in Vegas, and now I thought they thought I was doing coke in there.
Yeah,
I was.
Yeah,
I was also shitting. But and then they're like, "Hey, you got to get out." Maybe they thought I was jerking off in there.
Yeah, there's got to be something they could put in the toilet water just to for you to prove that you've taken a shit.
Yeah, well, I hate bathroom attendants.
The worst.
It's the worst. Yeah. I hate it every time because now I feel like A, I'm being clocked. Mm-hmm. B, now I feel I'm obligated to tip.
Yeah, I don't need I don't need cologne or a fucking mint right
There's
now.
There's nothing I need that I wouldn't have on me.
And I need you to leave me alone.
Yeah, I absolutely hate bathroom attendants.
Mm-hmm. But also, I never got the whole not jerking off in the strip club thing because like I've been in I went to a Jack Shack before at there's a disgusting place in Philly called Show and Tell where the show bar is great, but before you get to the show bar there's the Jack Shacks.
Okay.
And I was in there just watching this was before like before I had a functional computer. This is probably early 2000s and watching Transporn in there and I heard this guy screaming like, "Stop coming on the fucking floor." It's like, brother, there's a mop and bucket at the end of the hallway. Why are people not going to come on the fucking floor? This is the place for it.
If anything, I can't believe you don't come right on the glass.
Dude, oh my God. To that point, there's, oh fuck, I wish I remember this YouTuber's name. But he goes through mostly like places around Atlantic City. And he'll bring a black light in when he goes to the Jack Shacks. And it's just fucking everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they're for.
But dude, it's higher up than like you would even could even conceive somebody blasting because you think when somebody's going to jizz, like it's just going to go, you know,
yeah,
you know, in a circle. But like,
this and this was you were watching a video, not like a live girl behind the glass.
No, yeah, this is just
because those. I'm sure the guy comes on the glass every time.
Yeah,
there's no not coming on the glass.
It's rude not to.
Yeah, she needs to know, right?
Yeah, it's like you.
Hey,
yeah,
you did this.
Yeah,
good for you. I want to go to Show and Tell. Is it really a nightmare?
I haven't been there in a long time. I loved it. Here's what I liked about it is you get some pretty rough bitches, which I like. And it's, you could, when I was there last, you could bring your own booze
in. This is BYOB, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fully nude. And the thing that I liked about this was the first strip club I'd been to that had a chubby girl dancing. And she was still self-conscious. She had on a men's dress shirt over her nude body.
Okay, like Mankind.
Yes, she was very womankind-like. Yeah. But that was the first time I had seen a girl that
fancy. She takes the sock out.
But yeah, Show and Tell was where it's at, man. And yeah, they'll kind of do what you wanted. Like on the off, at least on the off hours is when I went there. And I think it was like
the what would off hours be?
Before the show bar opens, I probably went there like at 6 p.m. on like a weeknight. And they're just waiting outside these rooms. It's almost set up like a doctor's office. And I went in there and I think I was probably like 19. And the lady's like, "How much money do you have?" And at the time, like I worked at a bingo hall. So I would make like, on the books, I wouldn't make a lot of money. And I think at the time I had like $70 with me. I was like, "What can I get for $70? And I just had $70 in ones. And she's like, "You can jack off in front of me." I was like, all right.
You know what? That's not bad.
Yeah. And I didn't know. Like, I had no, at the time, it was all my money. So I assumed she was, you know, milking me dry. I was kind of pissed
about it. You
wish. Yeah.
That would have been 140.
But in hindsight, yeah, like that kind of stuff, $70 for that kind of shit is a bargain.
You want to hear my record?
I do.
Jerk off in front of, talked it down, $10. Talk about it, steal.
Did she have her kids in the room with her?
No. It was a lady of the evening.
Yeah.
And I got her down to a Tensky. That, my friend, felt great.
Did she look like the kind of lady that could be talked down to a 10?
No, she was okay.
Yeah.
Pretty all right. Hispanic broad.
Okay.
And nice. Very, very good.
Oh, dude.
Very good.
That kind of shit makes me feel good, man, because you hear all these horror stories about guys getting fucking GHB'd and having all their shit stolen, but every now and again, there is a hooker with a heart of gold who's just like, you know what?
And then I went to text my friend Pat Clowman about it, and he was in my phone as Pat Art Department because we had just finished a movie, but I accidentally texted Pat Hot Tranny, who was a trans girl I had met working on the movie. So after not seeing me for 2 months after the movie ended, I randomly texted a trans girl at 4 a.m. I just talked a hooker down to $10 to watch me jerk off. Thought you'd be proud.
Aww.
And she was not. She said, "That's disgusting. And I think sex work is abuse,
brother."
And
you're separating the wheat from the chaff.
What can I say?
Yeah.
All right. Let's call it there. That was Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. We have an exclusive episode coming to you on Friday, and it was a very fucking fun one. And I want to thank our wonderful guest, Mike Rainey. Please check out Little Stinkers Dad Meat and get in some head.
Thank you, buddy.
And see Mike out on the road. He's fucking hilarious. And hey, we'll see you this Friday on the exclusive episode here on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.